Blog Talk Radio.
Up She's On Radio tonight. We have an awesome show. First, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm KC, calling out of Richmond, Virginia. Got my co-host on the phone. Go ahead, tell everybody how you doing, Teddy.
What's going on? Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy P calling out of the 757 Portsmouth, Virginia. What's good, everybody?
Now, Teddy, since I do it every night, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce our guest tonight because I know it'll be an honor. So go ahead and introduce the guest for the night.
Ladies, we got the awesome honor on She's On Radio to talk to the fans, the cast of Between Women.
Uh-oh.
I know y'all names, but I can't think of them right now because I'm just in awe.
Aw.
So why don't y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves to all our callers that's listening.
My name is Lashae Donicia, and I play the character Natalie Hentmore.
My name is Dominique Latoy, and I play the character Rhonda.
My name is Toya Sessoms, and I play the character Winnie Rice.
Woo!
My name is Tanika Shannon, and I play the character Gabby Monroe.
My name is Onyx Keisha, and I play the character Allison.
Yeah! Ow! That's what I'm talking about. Beautiful woman all in one place at one time. That is the business. That is what's up.
I know, right?
so definitely, ladies, we definitely want to know, you know, who are you all outside of your roles?
You said who are we outside of what?
How? You got me tongue-tied now. Who are you all outside the roles that you play or between ones, put like that?
Who want to go first?
Well, this is Lashae again, and I play the character Natalie. And basically, I'm a naturalist, an activist, a poet, a writer. And those are just all the things that I'm passionate about.
And this is Onyx. I play Allison. I have a production company. I'm a director. I do a lot of theater plays, productions, and I'm just getting into film and stuff like that.
And this is Tamika playing Gabby, and I want to be a veterinarian. I have a passion for animals, and I eventually want to be a wildlife veterinarian. Don't laugh at me. I'm weird. But I want to work with elephants, so, yeah.
Aww.
That's my second passion besides acting.
This is Dominique, Dominique Latoy, a.k.a. Rhonda. Outside, I do other work within doing plays, and I also model, things like that. But I'm just a laid-back kind of person. I like to be at home chilling with friends.
This is Toya, a.k.a. Winnie. I'm a gymnastics coach outside of acting. I'm really outgoing, silly person, far from bougie. You know, I play home Winnie. But, yeah, I'm real silly, outgoing. And I'm a little hoarse right now, so if y'all wonder why my voice is a little raspy, I lost my voice. So, you know, I put my disclaimer out there.
Aww. So, Tay, do you have any questions for the ladies tonight?
What made y'all decide to, you know, act? What's y'all inspiration? What motivates y'all to, you know, get out there and act?
Well, for me, this is Dominique. For me, I've been doing acting since I was 6 years old, so it's always been a passion. I just love to step into place and, you know, be somebody different. I was always very imaginative and just like to kind of come outside the box and be creative. So that's what got me into acting. And my mom put me in acting classes when I was at 6 at the YMCA. So ever since then, I just loved it.
Cool.
Okay. Well, this is Lashay, a.k.a. Natalie, and I've always had a passion for creative expression. And I just kind of, like Dominique was saying, I kind of wanted to come outside of my box and do something different and challenge myself. I'm primarily a writer. I love to act, but I have been writing for most of my life. So I wanted to kind of have another outlet for my creative expression.
Okay. This is Toya, a.k.a. Winnie. I've always enjoyed acting. I, too, love acting because I get to step outside of myself. I am a very outgoing person when you get to know me, but when I first meet people, I can come off extremely shy. But when I'm in front of that camera, it just seems like that gives me the comfort that I need. You know, it's weird because some people are extremely uncomfortable in front of the camera, but for me, I am more comfortable in front of the camera than I am out in public. So that's the way I use the camera to express myself.
Mm-hmm. And this is a.k.a. Gabby, and pretty much piggybacking off what everybody else said, I've pretty much been acting since I was younger. The first play that I was in, I think I was in, like, I want to say fifth grade, and I was a news reporter, and I just love the feedback that I got back from the audience. So ever since then, I've been, like, in theater, and I've actually, like, this year is my first year actually doing film, so it's very interesting, but I really like it, so.
Good. This is Onyx, and I've also have a love for acting. For about 10 years, I was behind the scenes directing, so this year is really the first year that I'm back on stage and in front of the camera, connecting to what I used to love to do when I was younger.
Oh, okay. All right. So, ladies, what made you want to be on the show, Between Women?
This is Lashay, a.k.a. Natalie, and I wanted to be on Between Women because I just, when I heard about it and I read the script and I saw how passionate everybody was, I just knew it was something that was going to be really, really big. And I believed in the vision. I believed in the script. I believed in the stories that the different characters had to tell. And I just knew it was just going to be hot. So I definitely wanted to be a part of it.
And this is Tamika / Gabby. I wanted to be a part of it because, I mean, like, I was excited that there was a show actually featuring women of color and they were telling our story, whether, you know, it's lesbian or straight or whatnot. It was still, like, women of color just, you know, telling stories of different women who are of color. So.
This is Dominique, a.k.a. Rhonda. I want to be part of it kind of to piggyback off what Natalie said, Lashay. Basically, yeah, because I saw the passion, and when I read this script, I enjoyed it. Like, I really liked the storyline, everything, the concept they had, and it just kind of inspired me, and I was like, you know, this is something that's going to grow and become something bigger than what, you know, than what we really expecting, what we're expecting of it. So that's why I just kind of was like, okay, this would be something to be great to be part of.
And I loved Michelle, the producer, the writer-producer. I loved her vision and her dedication. Her and Christina, they were just so passionate about it. We had no choice but to get really, really excited. And
right.
I particularly wanted to play the character Allison because I felt like it was a story that needed to be told. And I just thought it was so courageous of them to put this subject and this topic on a web series. I feel like it always gets hidden. And Michelle and Christina, they were just so dedicated and so passionate, like, we knew we had our work cut out for us with this show, and we were all ready to, like, give it our all to make it successful because they believed in us so much.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And this is Toya, a.k.a. Winnie. I just was doing a lot of auditions, and when I found out I got the role for this show, you know, I didn't know about the hype that was behind it at first. I read over the script, and I was like, I want in because I love the storyline behind it. I love how it all came together. And I love the professionalism that came along with the when it came from just the casting to us having acting rehearsals before we even started. So I love the professionalism behind it. So I was like, yeah, I definitely want to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed that I was able to be a part of this production. And, you know, just to continue on with them, you know, to have them a part of me. And I feel like we really built a family. And I couldn't ask for anything better.
Man, she must be a great person.
Yeah.
She got to be a great person. And I'm definitely going to put her on the line right now because I definitely have a question I want to ask her for myself. Hello, Michelle.
Yes.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle and Chris on the line.
All right. Y'all definitely the people I want to talk to.
Really? The cast. Let me just say, hey, cast. I love you guys. I miss you guys.
Hi.
I love you.
Oh, we miss you.
Got me crying over here a little bit.
Yeah, no worries.
Family reunion. So Michelle, what inspired you to create Between Women?
I just really wanted to tell a story, stories that were not told, what we see on everyday TV. And I wanted to keep it very real and edgy and raw, and that was my goal. I knew I wanted to do something. I didn't exactly think that it would turn into a film. Christina is more on the film side when it comes to things, so I knew she had that type of experience, and it was just pretty much a conversation that has turned into what it is now. And we were blessed to find such an awesome, and when I say extra dedicated, cast to make the storyline come to life, because you can have something written and ready to go, but if you don't have the people to bring that story to life, then at the end of the day, you really don't have anything. So when it came to every cast member that we have, they dedicated everything that they had, time, whether it was 6 o'clock in the morning call time, 12, 13, 14 hours a day, they were there, and they really came in and became committed, and it inspired all of us. I think we actually inspired each other, you know, and we made it happen. So that's where I was when it came to writing.
That's definitely awesome. I just want to say to both you and the producer that, you know, we really appreciate you for creating such this. I'm going to say that I enjoyed it from 1 to 11, okay?
Thank you.
I definitely enjoyed it. Definitely one of my favorite. Matter of fact, my favorite. I'm going to say my favorite, yes.
My favorite. Can it be my favorite?
So it's definitely my favorite. And I really admire how it was centered around a group of African-American women. You know, normally you go on, look at the web series and you got the L word and other different ones. And it's only one African-American woman in that. And it's like she's not really portrayed right, you feel me? So
right.
I appreciate you. And I know the fans appreciate you as well.
Thank you guys so much.
I appreciate y'all, too. I don't know why she keeps saying her. I appreciate y'all, too.
Yeah.
I was hearing a whole lot of good things about the show, and I ain't never seen it before. And then when I got a chance to, you know, view the first episode, I couldn't stop watching. I just had to watch all of them.
I think that's a story that we hear a lot when it comes to the show. I remember sitting down with the cast and was like, we were going to be big, but I don't think anybody probably thought we would be where we are today. Maybe somebody else did. I'm not sure, but I definitely didn't understand the definition of big until we actually got maybe into episode 3, and we saw such a dire need and the fans for the show. So it ended up working out to the best of our favor.
That's good. I'm glad y'all got to keep up the good work, and I can't wait to see season 2. That's I'm ready for it.
We are definitely ready for season 2.
All right now.
Yes.
That was my next question. Oh, you answered it for me right on time. Definitely. So how was it working with, Knuckle and Mella and Ray and Sunny and Brooke? Definitely Sunny. How was it like working with those young ADs?
Dominique, go ahead. How was it working with Miller?
You said me. working with Miller. Oh, how can I explain it? No, she's a character. I enjoy every moment that we had on set. Like, she kept me laughing. She helped me. What is it? How can I explain it? I don't know. She's a character. All I can say is, like, when we're on set, like, she's professional, but yeah, she keeps it fun, and she knows how to turn on and off. So that's a good thing. It's a plus.
This is Lashay, aka Natalie. I said the same thing about Miller. She's really fun to work with. She knows how to make everything comfortable. She knows how to be professional, but also get back into character. So she kind of helps you take it to where you need to take it as well. She's somebody that's really, you always want that counterpart that you work with that can put you into character because they're so into it and they're so passionate about it. So it's really good to feed off of her energy and for us to feed off of each other's energy.
Okay.
Well, this is Winnie. I enjoy working with all the fellas of the show. They are a trip 24/7. They are a joy to be around. They are all very professional. When it's time to get into character, they know how to cut it off, or in Sunny's case, know how to turn it up even more, because Sunny is naturally just funny 24/7. Amber. She's just funny 24/7 anyway. But they are all characters. I've had a great time with all of them. They know how to make everybody feel comfortable. My ex-boo, Mecca, has a joy working with her because she brings a lot of emotion that I need to feed off of to bring my character to life. So I really enjoy working with her as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I can also say, this is Lashay, a.k.a. Natalie. I can also say with Mecca, the scenes that I had with her, it's also good working with her because we both have our talks that we have with each other, and we'll turn each other into Mecca. I'll turn her into Mecca, she'll turn me into Natalie. Like, we know how to hype each other up. We be each other's hype man, so to speak. So it was really good doing the scenes with her as well.
And I primarily work with Brooke, and I love working with her. She's very dedicated to her character, so she pushes me to be better every time we step on set because she is so dedicated to making sure that Brooke is played the way that Michelle and Christina need for the character to come to life.
Okay. All right, so I have a couple of questions for the characters from some of the fans. That definitely, this question is for Rhonda.
Okay.
They pretty much want to know, why was you pressuring Miller so much to get married? What was that all about?
Speaking as Rhonda, Rhonda is at a point where she's comfortable with the relationship. She's in love with Miller, but in the same way, it's more of being, she's comfortable. She's worked hard at this relationship, so she believes that her love, even, you know, her love for Miller can kind of overcome all the other obstacles. Even though she's not sure if Miller's still in love with her, she feels that, you know, her love can kind of conquer it all because it's strong enough for both of them. And she's comfortable. Like, you know, she's worked hard at being with Miller, so she's like, she doesn't want to give up, you know, want to give up something when she's worked so hard to create it. So that's the point she's at. So she felt like the marriage would kind of just take it to where it needed to be, where the relationship needed to be. So that was her thing.
Okay. And another fan wanted to know, why did you stick around, you know, after she started to branch off to Natalie, why was you still around, like, trying to get her back?
That's that hope, you know, like, you know, the hope that her, the love that, you know, the good times they had together would kind of come back into play into Miller's head and, you know, be like, okay, well, maybe Rhonda is the right person for me. So she wanted all those feelings, you know, she wanted Miller to kind of remember, all right, think back, we had some good times, kind of come back, you know, remember me, and just come back over. You know, even though you're over there with Natalie, I feel like you still have love for me. You still have that love for Rhonda. But, you know, so she's trying to play on that.
All right. And the next question is for Allison.
Yes.
All right now. What made you stay with Brooke after the abuse she put you through?
Well, the thing is, Allison is like a lot of women who are in a violent relationship. And the thing is that she really loves Brooke. And she really feels like the love that she has can save Brooke. You know, every day it's kind of like, okay, if I do the right thing, if I say the right thing, if I love her the right way, then this will stop. I think from the outside looking in to a relationship, it's easy for people to say, oh, I would leave. I wouldn't take that. But until you are in that situation, you never really know how you're going to react. And that's one of the things that I love about the way Allison is written. It's very real. Like, they're not trying to rush through the situation and make it fictitious, saying, oh, the woman who was abused has the strength to leave right away, because that's not the case. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Brooke really does love Allison. Brooke is just hurt herself and going through a lot. So, you know, that's why Allison didn't get up and leave right away.
Okay. Good answer. And they want to know, that is definitely a good answer.
Funny. What's the next question?
And they definitely would ask you, are you happy that you left her alone?
Well, I mean, I'm proud that I had the strength to leave. I don't know. I mean, I still love Brooke and, you know, still feel like, you know, I hope she gets better. But I'm very proud that I decided to love myself first and get out of that situation. It took a lot, you know, and it's not a struggle. It is a struggle. It's not easy. So, you know, I'm proud of myself. I also hope that the fans who are watching who are in this type of situation can also find the strength to leave.
Another good one. That is definitely like, you know, definitely the answer is definitely, you know, I feel like every call on this song has definitely been through a scene on between women, and I think that, you know, you all are definitely helping people. You feel me?
Well, this is, I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
But Tamika slash Gabby, and I'm not ashamed to say it, like, before, like, I was in an emotionally abusive relationship before. It was, like, a couple of years ago, and it, pretty much the way that Allison is, that's how I was. Like, I felt like if I stuck around that I could help, you know, the person that I was with, and, you know, after a while, like, my friends would look at me, they're like, you're stupid, why are you staying? Did you know that, you know, how this person is, this isn't a fork, but, like, I finally got out of it, but it's hard, and, you know, on the outside looking in, you look crazy, but when you're in love with that person and, you know, you want to save them, it's kind of hard to leave.
I
can relate to Allison. Even though it wasn't physical, it was emotional, it was still abuse, so I definitely could relate to Allison's here.
And I get so many emails from women who are going through it or went through it, and they just pour their hearts out, and they talk about how being able to see a situation that was like theirs, it helped them to see that they needed to do something. They needed to make a change. And it's amazing to me how this web show is really changing people's lives. Like, the stories that I hear, it makes me cry, because so many women, especially lesbian women, are going through this, and they feel like they're the only ones.
Right.
This is Michelle. I must say, when I wrote the Brooke and Allison scene, I definitely felt like it was something that needed to be heard. Myself, coming from a domestic violent relationship for roughly 3 years, should I say, I speak about it more since Between Women has been released, because along with myself and Onyx, in speaking to her on how many people we have touched that are currently in the situation or have been in the situation, or the situation is starting out to, it starts off as something simple, verbal abuse, tug here, very aggression here, and then it ends into, you know, few months down the line, a full-fledged physical altercation. So, you know, writing this was very touching for me. It was one scene that we particularly filmed with Onyx, who plays Allison, Noble, who plays Brooke, when they were in the bedroom, and Toya, Winnie, and Miller came to come and see her and see how she was doing, and she was like, I just need to be with her. And emotionally, as we was filming that scene, I broke down crying, because just to piggyback on what Gabby and Onyx said, until you're in that type of situation, you can't judge. You know, you want to stay, and regardless of how bad the relationship is, you're in love. You're in that.
Yep.
So bringing this to life and letting people know that it's not healthy to be in a domestic violent relationship, that you do deserve better and you can have better, and at the end of the day, it's not your fault, it's the other person's fault. Some type of awareness I felt like was needed for people to be able to not only just, they can, when you see yourself in action, or you can watch a show and say, like, man, that's me, you're starting to already touch people. So it was definitely very emotional filming Allison and Brooke scenes at times, but we are happy with the results at the end on how many people we have touched or how many people we have pulled out of that domestic violent relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Whew. I definitely like that thing.
Me too.
That was touching. I definitely, oh yeah, that, I think that was pretty for real. It was like, that was one of my favorite scenes. You know, I'm sorry, Allison, don't beat me up, but that was one of my favorite scenes. Not the violence part, that made it extra, you know, made it greater, but, you know, just the fact that it was so real, you know what I'm saying? It was so real in the bathroom, and it was the friends finding her, and it was so real because I had a friend that went through that, you know, also. So it was kind of like close to home a little bit. So definitely, I like, I love that thing. You got any questions you want to ask, Betty?
Where's Beautiful at? Junior's mom, where's she at?
Where is Beautiful?
Good question.
Because I had a question for her.
And I'm like, she's not on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all might can answer it. I mean, are any of y'all mothers, you know, outside of the show?
Yes, I'm a mom. This
okay.
is Onyx.
Okay, Onyx. How do you deal with being a mom and doing a show like Between Women?
My kids are very accustomed to having to adjust their schedules because of filming and productions because of the we're always working, we're always doing stuff. This show in particular, my son, who is 10, begged me to watch. And I told him that he was too young and he couldn't watch it. But one of his friends' moms watched the show. And he saw the episode where Brooke hits me in the head with a crowbar.
Right.
And Noble and I are engaged. So when she came home, my son was very upset. Like, he couldn't understand. He kept saying, "Mommy, is it real? Is it real?" And I, you know, I explained to him it wasn't, but the emotions that it brought up from seeing that, he really got very emotional with Noble about the scene. And we had a talk with him and explained to him why it was important to have that scene for me to play that character and how we're just acting and, you know, he doesn't have that life at home. But it showed me two things. One, how widespread the show is, because I tried to shelter my son from it and he saw it anyway. And two, how important it is for us to watch these things with our kids because it opens up dialogue. And from that, we had a long discussion about what abuse is, about if one of his friends ever comes to him and says that their mom and their dad are fighting and someone gets hurt. And it really helped us to have a great conversation. And I think that's the key, being a mom and filming and working, to just be open with your kids and to include them in it and try not to shelter them from what you're doing. Because if you don't teach them about it, they're going to learn it from someone else.
Right. That is so true.
The only other person that is a mom is Tajir, who plays Mecca. Mecca currently has two kids, and myself, I have two sets of twins, and Christina, the director, has a son.
So. Aww.
Hello. I'm not the only mom on here. Yay. All right, so I have a question for Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to know, are you and Miller a couple in real life?
No, we're not. But I'm glad that we're acting so good that people actually think that. Because I've had a few people inquire about that, but no.
Okay. And why did you get married to men if the whole time you were in love with Miller?
Oh, that was just such a complicated situation for Natalie, because it was like Natalie went off to college and she was kind of trying to find herself. And she, I don't know, Miller was off doing her own thing. So Natalie was just like, she started kicking it with Jason and things just kind of happened from there. She didn't really know what to do with herself and her feelings and her emotions. So it was kind of like she just fell into trying to have what people thought she should have.
Right.
And Jason was talking to her a lot, you know, trying to get her to realize that they needed to be together and she just needed to leave Miller alone and leave her past life alone. And that's what she fell into, even though she knew her heart was still with Miller. But she was really trying to move on with her life, which is what Natalie consistently has been trying to do, not knowing what Miller is actually wanting out of their relationship.
Okay. So I think all of America wants to know,
I want to know too. Why didn't you give Mecca the chance to show you that she can love you?
You said why did what?
Why didn't you give Mecca the chance to show you that she can love you?
Well, Natalie did have feelings for Mecca, but it wasn't like Miller's. Like, Miller always has her heart. So I know a lot of women, they fall into that trap of vulnerability when they feel like they're in love with somebody, but they can't have them. So they try to get with somebody else. They try to see if they can move on, if they can get rid of that emotional attachment that they have to somebody. So they try to go to somebody else, somebody who they think can give them what they want. I mean, I know that a lot of people have had that situation where they're tired of feeling like they love somebody more than that person loves them. So that's basically what Natalie was trying to do. She felt like Mecca could actually love her, and that's all she wants to do is be loved. So she tried to move on, but then when Miller came back in her life, it was like she realized that she could not let go of that attachment that she had to her. She has a lot of unconditional love for Miller. So she just opens herself up to her every time, just hoping that something will work out. She knows how Miller is to everybody else, but also she has grown up with Miller, so she knows the soft side of Miller, and that's what she holds on to.
Okay. So, Natalie, are you still married to your ex-husband?
No.
There's your answer to that. So I had to ask anyway. And Miss Winnie, quick question.
Yes.
Are you still in love with Mecca?
That is tough. In the current situation that I'm in right now, I know everybody would be mad at me, but I would say that Winnie is still in love with Mecca. She doesn't want to admit it because she's in a new situation. And she's very happy with the situation that she's in. But at the end of the day, feelings do not go away that easy. That's why you felt a little tension in the salon scene if you saw the finale. You know,
right.
Like there's still something there. But Winnie also knows her value. So, you know, she's like, well, Mecca can't get her stuff together. I've gave her multiple chances. She still can't get her stuff together, so I'll be moving on in hopes that Gabby will do the right thing. And, you know, because I know Gabby's in an uncomfortable situation because this is all new for her, but I feel that it's definitely going to work out between Winnie and Gabby as long as Gabby is comfortable with coming to terms with who she really is.
Uh-oh, Gabby, how do you feel about that?
That's my question.
You said what now?
How do you feel about Miss Winnie still being in love with Mecca?
Well, I wasn't aware that she was still in love with Mecca. I knew that she still cared. You know, Gabby knew she still cared, obviously, because she was so upset during the salon scene. But, learn something new every day, don't we?
Oh.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm not going backwards, boo.
For now. I'm kidding.
So, Wendy, what made you decide to want to leave Mecca alone after you said she didn't want to have kids? Was that the reason?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Because Mecca, is the reason that you left Mecca because she said she didn't want to have kids?
It was multiple reasons. Mecca doesn't have the best track record, you know. And I felt like I could understand that. I'm talking as Winnie. I felt like I could understand that because my cousin Miller is kind of the same way, like a playboy or whatnot. But I still was already in love with Mecca, and it's hard to just let someone go once those feelings are there. Like, you know, to go back with the abusive situation, like, it's hard to say what you would do when you're in a situation. I mean, you're not in that situation. And a lot of people were really mad at Winnie because we, you know, kept thinking about going back to Mecca. Hello?
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people were upset at Winnie because she was considering going back to Mecca. But in everyday life, emotions, feelings, they're complicated. They're not easy as 1, 2, 3. You know, they're all mixed up. It's confusing. It's frustrating. And that's what Winnie was going through. But at the end of the day, Winnie knew what was going on, but once she saw that black book, that was just it for her. You know, she was like, I don't deserve this. I got somebody who actually does care about me. Why would I continue to be in this situation? But at the same time, she tried to slither back in. But, you know, she didn't want kids, and Winnie knew she was already in a messed up situation, so she wasn't going to make it worse on herself. She was like, so the best decision for her was to just go ahead and move on. And not make it more complicated than it already is.
Okay. And Winnie, how is your friend? What is his name? He is so cute.
Say that again.
How is your friend? Is that your friend or your cousin? I can't give you his name right now. But the one that was
there.
Yeah, he is. I love him.
Yeah, he's a fool in real life. Hilarious.
I would
love to see him and Sunny interact with each other. That would be a very hilarious scene because those two are straight up characters, 24/7.
I definitely would like to see more of him. He's awesome. And Winnie, will there ever be a you and Mecca again? The world wants to know.
He said, would it ever be me and Mecca again?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. My heart's with somebody else right now, but I can't predict the future.
Good answer. That's definitely a good answer. Now, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
How is it dating Winnie?
How was it? I think for Gabby, she's kind of new to the lifestyle, and Winnie is confusing. She doesn't really know what she wants, you know, as you guys can see on the show. Now she's still in love with Mecca, so it's just confusing. Like, I think Gabby, she's already confused, so she's not sure if she's actually a lesbian or if she's not, but she has feelings for this person, and she's never had feelings like that before with her other so-called friends. And at the same time, she's willing to try and work things out with Winnie, but then she finds out Winnie's pregnant and she's still there, and then she finds out Winnie still has feelings for Mecca. So it's like a whirlwind of emotions that Gabby's going through, but yet she's still trying to work it out and, you know, stick in for Winnie because she really does care about her. She really does love her. So it's a very interesting relationship. There's never a dull moment with Winnie and Gabby. Ever.
Okay. So is being Winnie lover difficult? And do you feel like, you know, she said, well, we already figured that out. She said, I feel it for Mecca, but let's just get to, is it very difficult to date Winnie?
It's extremely difficult to date Winnie, especially now that Winnie's pregnant because, you know, she has her little mood swings and everything. So you never know, you know, when to approach her. And, you know, it's always something new. Like I said, it's always something new with her. So, but she's really, really sweet. Like, deep down, she's really sweet and she just wants to be loved. So I'm trying to, you know, Gabby's trying to be there for her and support her and stuff.
Okay. All right. So right now we're going to take it to some of your fans that definitely have been waiting to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, code 647-208. Talk to us. Ready, code 647-208. All right, let's go to the next person. Are you code 704-701?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. I'm good.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just want to say Shoot, I love the show. It's very interesting. I got a lot of questions, man. I done wrote a whole bunch of things on this paper. So, first thing I want to just say, like, do any of y'all got anything, like, upcoming before, like, while the season is on hold, like, any upcoming projects, anything that y'all doing on site or whatever?
This is Winnie. Sorry. This is Winnie, a.k.a. Toya. I do have two projects coming up. I'm in a movie, a feature film called Finding Love and Forever. I can't talk too much about it right now because we just had a meeting. They told me I can't talk about it right now, but I can say the title of it. It's called Finding Love and Forever. And I am also in another movie entitled Love Games, and I'm really excited about it. I kind of get to be the Beyonce of this singing group, so that's kind of fun.
That's cool. I want to ask Gabby a question.
Gabby,
yes. You say animals?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel like adopting a one?
Do I feel like adopting one?
My dog.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, you mind adopting my dog? I'm trying to get rid of him.
What kind of dog is it? I already have like six dogs, so I don't know.
Really?
I do.
Yorkie.
I have a house full of animals.
Oh, wow. He a Yorkie, though. He very hyper.
Oh, my Chihuahua actually just gave birth to puppies from my Yorkie. I didn't know that they had got together, but obviously they did. So.
That's right. Okay, my last question is for Winnie. Can I take y'all on a date?
Aww. This is not Walmart.
I'm not trying to take you to Walmart.
You said what?
I said I'm not trying to take you to Walmart, though.
Okay, cool.
So when I come to Atlanta?
Pick something up then.
Okay, cool. But much love to all you ladies, and great season. Can't wait for next season.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Let's go down to area code
919-806.
Talk to us.
Hi, you guys. Hi. Oh, I forgot. Hey, Teddy. I told y'all I was going to say hey to you first. So, hey.
Thank you. You ain't forget me tonight.
Hi. I have, like, a couple questions, but I have a lot, but I'm going to narrow it down. And this is for all the cast members. What was you guys' favorite scene, like, your utmost favorite scene, and a scene that you really just did not like you wasn't feeling it type scene, if there is one?
That we were in or just period from the show?
Just, like, period from the show.
Well, this is Gabby. My least favorite scene was when Brooke knocked the crap out of Allison, but it ended up being a premonition. But I didn't like that scene because, like I said before, I was, you know, in a relationship similar to that. So it kind of brought back a lot of memories. So I didn't really like that scene.
Okay.
My favorite scene was when Sonny was getting tips for Miller, and Sonny ended up trying to go in for the kids because they had a little moment. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was.
This is Dominique, a.k.a. Rhonda. My favorite scene was seeing Miller in the dress. I thought that was just so hilarious and so funny. And Wendy trying to shave under her arm and everything like that, I thought that was funny.
This is Lissay, a.k.a. Natalie. My favorite scene would have to be when Rhonda took Miller's car. I was sitting there.
That was good.
Okay. Okay. You guys love life, like personal life. Are any of you guys in a relationship outside of the show?
It says Gabby, I'm single.
This is Dominique.
Oh.
Go ahead, Dominique.
This is Dominique. I'm dating.
And this is Onyx. I'm engaged.
Yay.
This is Lisa, a.k.a. Natalie, and I'm in a relationship.
Oh, man.
Winnie, I'm also single.
Okay.
Y'all already answered that question. All my questions just disappeared.
Okay. It came back.
Same with all of you guys. As for your acting careers, is there like someone that you just have to work with, like you want to work with so bad? And if so, who would that person be? Like, you got a chance to work with anybody in the whole entire world and whatnot, who would it be?
I would work with Angela Bassett. I love Angela Bassett. I think she is just so accomplished and beautiful. And ever since I was younger, I always looked up to her. So I look forward to working with her one day.
Oh, this is Tamika, a.k.a. Gabby. I'm obsessed with Johnny Depp and his work, so I would love to work with him just because he's not afraid to take the dark roles and the, you know, certain roles that everyone probably would, like, you know, think is crazy. So I would love to work with him. I think he's very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dominique, Rhonda. I would love to work with Jada Pinkett. I think she's very versatile, very creative. Huh?
Sorry, I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I love her to death. So I've loved her since she's been on A Different World and even before that. So I would love to work with her.
This is Lucey, a.k.a. Natalie. I would love to work with Idris Elba. I love his accent. I love his work. I love everything that he's in. So I think that would be dope.
Toya, I also would like to work with Jada Pinkett Smith. I absolutely love her. I just love how her career has matured from the younger roles to the more mature roles like Hawthorne. I love her, and I think she's very talented, and I would love the opportunity to work with her one day.
Okay. And this is my last question. I kind of asked this question last night, but which place in the world would you most want to work in? Like, where in the world would you love to act or whatnot?
You said where in the world? Like what?
Mm-hmm. Like which
what
place in the world?
Would we want to have like a scene?
Mm-hmm. Like, be able to work, like, shoot a movie or play a character or something like that. Like, which place would you love to work in? Be able to.
Let's say Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Africa. That would be my answer, too.
Yeah. This is Tamika/Gabby, and I was going to say South Africa. I've always wanted to live there, so I definitely would want to work there or have a role there. That would be great.
Okay.
For me, this is Dominique Rhonda. I think you'll be over in Europe, like Paris. I would love to shoot a movie over there. Africa, it is great, but it's a little bit too hot for me. I think I might have heat stroke over there or something.
Oh, don't want that to happen.
Okay. Well, that was it for me. I love the show. Keep up the good work. Can't wait to the next season.
Aw, thank you.
Yes, you
thank
all
you.
Are very beautiful. Like, I secretly have crushes on every last one of you. So,
oh.
Aw.
Thank you.
But yeah, y'all have a wonderful night. I'm going to keep listening and whatnot. Casey and Teddy, it was so nice talking to you guys again.
You too.
You too.
And
you too.
Yeah, y'all have a great night.
Who was dating Ray?
Correct.
Oh, well, clearly Ray has moved on to Beautiful and to get married, but you never know of how exes are. So you just will have to wait for season two.
I know, but I'm saying, what about hooking Sunny up with Jess?
Oh, Sunny with Jess. Oh,
are you
I never thought about that one.
I like Jess, and I love Sunny, but, you know, Jess a little uptight, and maybe, you know, Sunny can bring some sunshine to her life.
She will definitely see.
They can play a little slap and tickle. I'm just saying, mate. I'm just saying. But I just wanted to say I do love the show, and I do applaud you guys for everything that you're doing, the whole cast, crew, and everybody that makes it happen. So mad props to you, mate, and mad kudos. And hopefully I will see you for season two.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Song, by the way, just in case you were wondering. If Onyx is there, tell her I say hello. Onyx. Okay, well, she has left the building, obviously, but I do love the show, and I will send that information to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 347-228. Talk to us.
Hi, how are you this evening?
How are you?
Hi. First, I'd like to say hello to the host.
First, I have to acknowledge you, definitely.
Hello. calling from New York, so you have a big fan base here, and I'm so excited that I'm able to actually verbally just state how I'm just such a huge fan of the Queen women. First thing I would like to say is to Michelle, I commend you and I salute you for having the vision and putting it into fruition. I applaud you. You're awesome. The second person I would like to say something to is Christina. You're a gem. You're a doll. You guys have an awesome chemistry. And it's undeniable. Your future is extremely bright. And that's something that I know within my spirit. Your cast is phenomenal. Phenomenal. All the ladies. The ones that are present and the ones that aren't tonight. I salute you all. I really don't have any questions. I just wanted to just say keep up the good work. Again, I salute you, I applaud you, and I look forward to season 2, 3, 4, 5, and more.
Thank you, girl.
I wish you all the best. So lots of love, lots of light, and just open your hearts and your hands to receive all the blessings that you're going to get.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We really, really appreciate that. That was nice.
No, I appreciate you because you've given me a mirror to look at myself in. And I needed
wow.
that. And I appreciate it. To you guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. And take care, okay? It was
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure.
All right.
You
too. Enjoy
you
your
too.
Night. Thank you so much. Likewise. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, 202612. Hello? Hello? Hi, this is JoJo. I only have, like, 3 questions. I know everybody's tired. First of all, I like to say hey to everybody. I love y'all's episode of Between Women's. I just watched it for 2 days. It's good. Second question, when is the next season coming out? That's my main question. I love all of them. Natalie, is Natalie on the phone?
Hi, peace and love.
Hi.
I'm here.
This is JoJo Natalie. I want to go out on a date with you. Can I do that? You are so pretty. Oh, my God. All of them. Yeah, all of them are pretty ladies. Matter of fact, y'all, I have one of them. Natalie, you are very pretty. But one other question. Where Ray? Where Miller? Where Mecca? Where are you at tonight? Where are your other crew at tonight?
I think they're having a guy's night out.
Okay, I got you. All y'all are pretty. Yo, I watched that thing in 2 days. I really enjoyed your show. I just want to know, when is the next episode? That's my main question.
This is Michelle speaking. We have not released any dates for season two. My cast and myself, we're trying to prepare for that. We have some of our cast members in acting classes. And we're definitely trying to come back with our season two to make it bigger and better with our production team.
Because I am spreading the word around.
Huh?
I really like it. I'm spreading the word to everyone I know. And my other question, just before I leave y'all for the night, is everyone in a lesbian relationship? Is everyone truly lesbians, or are they just acting as far as this episode? Hello?
Nobody has a comment.
Oh, I mean, hey, guess what? We all grown to each his own, okay? We can leave it like that. But I just want to, all y'all have a good night, ladies, because I know it is late. If y'all like that question, right? I mean, I just asked. I'm just curious.
It's hilarious.
Right. All right, see you tomorrow, man.
You have a good night.
Casey, Teddy, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Teddy, friends are with you. Casey, take care. All right. I just want to, that's the only quick questions. I'm not going to hold y'all up. But once again, I do enjoy the show. They're not telling me when the next season is starting. See, I got people asking me when the next season is starting. They don't know. Everybody, I love y'all. Have a good night.
Thank you.
I think she was the most interesting call off tonight.
Yes, this was. This was.
Day by day. All right, here you go. 919-989. Here we go.
Hey, Teddy.
What's going on?
I see you got the cast of Between Women on deck. That's a good look.
No. I got them all. Me and my brother Casey, we got them.
That's what I fucking talk about. But, Cass, I absolutely, 100%, without a doubt, kneel down and bow and worship at the feet of Between fucking Women. I love your show. Okay, I'm coming back down. I'm sorry.
Down.
That started cool, though, right? Okay, wait. Like I was saying. I really like your show, and I really, like, you don't even know what y'all are really doing for the community. I know y'all get to go out and touch bases with fans and all that good jazz, but as the L of the LGBTQ community, we are not seeing ourselves represented at all on mainstream television, on independent films. We're very low on the totem pole of entertainment, and y'all are pioneering the way for the ones that will make it on to, you know, NBC and ABC and things of that nature. And I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk, I donate, I spread the word, I tweet shit, y'all do it. Y'all do it big. And my question is, and for you too, Teddy, I gotta know what it's like. Wait. I'm sorry. I told myself I wasn't going to say this, but damn it, Winnie, you was finding a bitch. Like, what in the world? Like, is it heavy on your shoulders, all that extra fucking sexy? Like, it can't be good for your back. Like, I don't even, how do you, when you wake up in the morning, do you just go, oh, thank God, I didn't wake up with somebody else. I'm still fucking Winnie. I know your name's not Winnie, but, like, it got to be cool to, like, just, like, open your eyes in the morning. I know you sleep, like, an hour a day. just so you could spend the other 23 being your motherfucking self, because
you are a mess.
I rewind shit. Like, she said, come in. So I'm going to rewind that so she can say, come in again. Like, I fuck with Winnie on a level that's almost unhealthy. Like, I'll be like, Winnie, LM for the record. So, Winnie, you are FDA approved. You was finer than a bitch. Like, I don't understand how, like, people like your mom and dad, high five to them. But me and each other, like, oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. I love you guys. As a cast, as a member of the community, you represent us to the fullest. Y'all not out there like the, I don't know if y'all saw Let's Be Honest, but we're not going to talk about that. Shaking my head. Be good. I'm not. I'm done. I'm not even going to waste breath, like, but y'all represent us, and y'all not up there, nobody's on the fucking crack rock, nobody, well, except old boy with the black book, nobody's bed hopping, and, like, I don't know, it seems like y'all tell a more realistic view of the community, and I appreciate it as a member of the community, and y'all run shit, and that's how, okay, so my question is, simply, and you gotta answer it, because it's fucking true. What is it like, individually, y'all can tell me, what it's like to wake up and be such fucking winners? Like, let me know. Honey, because I'm a winner, too. When I wake up, I'll be like, oh, I'm such a fucking winner. I'm a winner. I'm on the phone with the cast of Between Women. Tell me I ain't a fucking winner. I'll call you a liar. Go ahead, Winnie, you start it off because you're the finest. Like, first of all, y'all all fine as shit. You can go ahead, let us know what it is, Winnie. Just like, when I wake up and the winner is on my shoulders, I feel dot, dot, dot. I'm grateful that I'm not a fucking loser in life. Like, you out there and you're doing something. You're making your stamp on the world. Like, you're paving the way for future lesbians and future community members to do things and know that they can be out there and they can succeed and they can do what they love and they don't have to go outside of their own personal boundaries to be successful. And y'all doing it, and y'all doing it one step at a time. And y'all motherfucking winners. And I want to know how it feels.
Winnie.
It's a good feeling. I'm just appreciative for the experience, and yeah, I'm gonna keep it simple.
I'm appreciative. That's what I fucking talk about. I'm appreciative. High five. Yes.
Yeah, this is Lashay, aka Natalie. I mean, I would just have to say, you know, I always say I want to do things with my dash. And when people say, well, what does that mean? Well, it's the dash between birth and death. I want to do something with that. So when I wake up in the morning and I know that I'm doing something that I'm passionate about, something that is going to touch other people, something that is going to enhance the world around me, then that's a really good day for me. That's what's up.
You do it, and, like, because I run the youth chapter of the LGBTQ Youth Center in my community, and, like, they're like, well, you know, one day if I, like, there was a girl in my class who was suffering from obesity, and she started, I don't know how the hell Between Women and obesity wound up bonding, but she was like, she was like, I wanted to be an actress, but since she was gay, she's a bird, so it's okay. Damn it. Okay, she got a lot to learn in life.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, let's say it like that. So she was saying, you know, since I'm a lesbian and you know what I thought about, like, I don't have to do this and I don't have to do that and blah, blah, blah. I said, what are you talking about, lady? We are sophisticated. We're teachers, we're doctors, we're lawyers. We're out there, we're actors, we're bus drivers, we're everything. You don't have to be a fucking bird because you're gay. Like, I don't know what that means, but you need to get the fuck up and do something. And she was like, yeah, you know, Natalie, got Miller, so I know that I can get my GED. Like, I don't know what it said, but she mentioned you, and she doing good in class. So, fuck that shit. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
That's what got me on Between Women. She was like, Natalie got Miller, so I'm going to pull my grades up. I was like, what the fuck's Natalie? Who the fuck's Miller? Tell me so I can call her and tell, oh, and I'm on the phone with you. God damn it. Thank you. You understand how hard I've been working with this girl. I'm like, please.
Wow.
Read a book, any book. Read a magazine, Vibe, Ebony, Jet, do something. She's like, no, not doing it. Mm-mm, not doing it. And I'm just like, really, you're not going to do it? You're just going to sit in class and, you know, look at the book? You know, okay, all right. Okay. So, yeah, y'all doing shit. Y'all changing lives. Y'all fucking winners. Oh, my God. Why won't you admit it? Fucking winners. I have another question, and feel free to say no on some real fucking talk. Do you guys want to hear a joke?
Sure.
So nice. Too nice. I'll say hell no. Don't you know we got other callers, bitch? Don't disrespect the other callers by telling you the damn joke. Sure. As her eyes shift left to right. So, yeah. So, go ahead. I'm going to get off the phone and call back so I can listen to the rest of the show because y'all fucking winners and I want to hear the rest. And y'all want to hear the joke, don't y'all? I'm going to let you know. Okay, I'm going to tell the joke. Collect that shit. Y'all say yes. That's what you get for being too nice. There were these three guys, and they died. And they went up to heaven, and God was like, it's not enough room for you guys. And they were like, oh, my God, like, how are you going to decide who comes in? And God was like, well, which one of y'all died the worst death? And the first guy said, well, I knew my wife was cheating on me, so I came home to try to catch her. I looked all over the house while she was in the shower, and I didn't see anybody. So I went out on the balcony to get a breath of fresh air, and there I see the dude all sweaty hanging from my balcony. So I go in the kitchen, and I grab a hammer, and I smash his fingers, and he falls down some flights of stairs. He falls down out of the sky into some thorn bushes at the bottom. But he wasn't dead. He was just sucked up. So I ran in the kitchen and got the refrigerator, and I threw it on top of him. And God was like, okay. And then he said, well, I was so fucked up by what I had done that I killed myself. God was like, cool. Second dude was like, well, I was working out on my balcony, and I slipped, and I grabbed onto my neighbor's balcony. And this motherfucker comes home. And he smashes my fingers, and I fall into some thorn bushes. But I'm not dead. I'm just fucked up. So then this nigga goes and gets a refrigerator and throws it on me. And then the third guy was like, so I was hiding naked in the refrigerator. That's when you laugh. You laugh right after I was hiding naked in the refrigerator. You be like, ha, ha. Okay. Y'all was like, ha, hoodoo. Y'all all right. And I fucks with y'all. Hey, y'all do it big, all right? I wonder how many people going to use that joke tomorrow. So many. You can have it. You're welcome. But y'all rock. Y'all fucking winners. Stop it and pretend y'all not, and I don't care. With that humble shit, but y'all fucking winners. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. Love you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good night.
I'm going to use that joke tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. Y'all are winners. Y'all are all winners. Hey. How are you ladies feeling right now? You okay?
Yeah.
I know y'all
you said winner
laughing.
So many times. I'm feeling like a winner. That's what's up.
I know.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. She got me hyped.
Uh-oh. I think the one thing I did like about her whole speech, was about the girl she worked with. She had to be young,
yeah.
You know, y'all show really did like inspire her to do some things, so I definitely think that was a good thing.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I know this one
person who watched the show, she inboxed me on Facebook, and she said that all the women that are natural on the show has inspired her to go natural. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So she was emailing me about tips on what to do because she wants to do the big chop and all the other stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool that we kind of inspired her to go natural. So.
Well, I'm glad you inspired people to go natural. that is definitely a good look. The natural,
yeah.
And Wendy, definitely, I'm going to need you to teach some of these women about the eyebrows, because your eyebrows are nice, honey. Okay, I like your eyebrows.
don't talk about the eyebrows, please. No, we're not going to go there tonight.
I'm just saying, because sometimes the eyebrows, you know, I think Wendy has some nice eyebrows. All I'm going to say nice, and some women need to give them some tips on how to keep their eyebrows nice.
Right? Don't draw them all crooked.
You said crooked? See, that's another show. Man, you
I know, but I'm just saying.
Team Natural. Somebody said Team Natural. Christina said Team Natural, yes. So we're going to go take another call. Area code 706-289. Talk to us.
Hey.
Hey.
Finally, I can see y'all. It feels like it's been forever. But, Michelle, I want to say you thank you for all you have done with your cast and all. I commend you all the way. And I came to the season finale, and I just want to ask y'all, from y'all's point of view, from seeing and watching the show, like, how did y'all feel like seeing yourself on the TV? Like, getting the feedback from the fans, like, hearing everybody, like, how did y'all feel about that?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
ain't nobody saying nothing.
Let me make sure I heard that you said it.
Hello?
You said, how do we feel? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all. I thought y'all could hear me.
Oh, okay. Did you say
on
how do we feel being ourselves?
Yeah, like, that's what on TV. Like, what's that?
Okay, well, this is Lachey, a.k.a. Natalie. It's very interesting to see yourself on television because, you know, a lot of people are their own biggest critic, so you could critique yourself, but then you're also proud of yourself. So it's kind of like sometimes you might have a love-hate relationship with seeing yourself on film because you have to kind of look and see what you can do better if you want to constantly evolve. But then at the same time, you also are proud of yourself because that's a lot to get on camera and to have other people critiquing you, and you have to develop a backbone and then also keep your humbleness. So it's definitely an experience.
I think go ahead.
This is Dominique, right?
This is Dominique, yeah.
Okay, like, how did you see yourself, like, when you slapped Miller? Like, that was just so hilarious. Like, I was sitting there in the audience just laughing, like where you just did that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What was your question?
When you slapped Miller?
Oh, it was funny, like, to see that, because, you know, to actually be there and we did it. You know, it wasn't a real slap, but we had to work it out where, you know, I wouldn't actually hit or anything like that. So it was funny, like, when I actually saw it on film, I'm like, oh, it actually worked out. Like, it looked real. So that was it was kind of funny. I was like, oh, that's funny. But to kind of, like, Lachey kind of took the words out of my mouth. Like, to see yourself, you know, on the film is kind of like you're your biggest critic. And so you just know you're able to, like, kind of critique yourself and know what you need to work on, what your pros and cons are, you know, what your positives are and everything like that. So it's a kind of like a surreal type thing. Like, oh, that's me on the screen. Well, this is Tamika / Gabby, and pretty much I just piggyback off of what everybody else said. I was going to say everything that they said, but that's
pretty much how I felt too.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I want to ask you this. When are y'all going to try to get on, like, national TV, like, have you a show on TV instead of doing it on YouTube or whatever else?
Michelle?
Hey, this is Michelle. We are actually TV network pitching, and we have been since the season has been over. Myself, along with my marketing team, Christina, and my other director, have met with a few different networks, and we're just trying to find the best thing that will work out for the Between Women show. So if we do, hopefully season two can be brought to you by somebody's cable network station. If not, we will continue and push forward with YouTube as we have been doing thus far.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get on national TV networking or whatever. Y'all doing big things, and I'm proud of y'all. Like, I'm going to be sitting on the edge of the seat trying to see what's going on for the next episode. But I just commend all of y'all. And I love all y'all. Y'all have a nice night, and thank y'all for y'all's time.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night. All right. This is Michelle, you guys. I have to go.
Okay.
If anybody else has any more questions for me, you can email me, michelle@betweenwomentv.com. I would like to say thank you for having us on the show tonight. We really do appreciate it. And to all the fans that have called in and listened to us. And I want to say that I love my cast. I miss you guys. I cannot wait to start filming with you guys again. And you guys have a good night. And thank you so much for having us on the show.
You're definitely welcome. Thank you.
Bye, you guys. Bye.
See you later. All right. Did y'all want to keep going or?
I actually have to get up for work in the morning, so I'm bypassed to go as well. This is Dominique Rhonda. So, but thank you for having me on the show. To the fans, thank you so much for watching the show and supporting it. And everybody just have a good night. And if you have any questions, just find me on Facebook, Rhonda Stevenson, or you can find Dominique Latoy's page and just email me or send me a message. Good night, everybody.
Good night. And this is Tamika. The same. I have to get up and go to work tomorrow, too. But I just want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of the show. And I also want to thank the fans for supporting us. And, yeah, you can find me on Facebook, too, Tamika Shannon. Or I finally joined Twitter. It's been years, but I'm finally on Twitter. And it's me, Snitches07, I believe. So try to find me on there, too. But thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you as well.
Thank you. No problem. Y'all ladies have a good night.
You too.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh. This is Lachey, a.k.a. Natalie, and I guess we're all teamwork tonight because I have to be up as well. But thank you. Thank you so much for having us on the show. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate all the fans that called in and that are actually watching the show and donating and giving us your support. It's really appreciate it because, of course, we couldn't do this without you, and it wouldn't be a success without our fans. So I really do appreciate that, and I appreciate you taking the opportunity to have us on the show and be able to answer questions to our fans.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. It was definitely an honor to talk, especially to you, Natalie.
It was an honor. It was an honor.
It was.
Feeling all.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great, great night, and good night to the fans that are listening. Peace and love, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. You.
All right, Sandy.
Yeah.
Tell me your experience with that. Now, that was awesome.
It was. I was trying to get a question in, but all of them had left, and I don't know if they still listening, but I got a message from a text. Wanted to know, will they be at She Pride in August? They really wanted to know, and I was trying to ask, but, you know, everybody was saying their goodbyes and such, but I was so in awe and was honored to even talk to the cast of Between Women.
Yes, definitely.
I need to go find them on Facebook and ask them. I really want to know if they're going to be there in August. It'll be lovely.
I think Christina, you said this?
Did they all go bye-bye?
I think so.
Oh, man.
What we going to do is, what we going to do tonight, right? I'm so sorry everybody could not get a chance to talk to Between Women. You can definitely YouTube them and email them. And pretty much I'm going to give you the information at the end of the night so you can pretty much need to book them in your town and give you that information. But quick question tonight is, ladies, how do you feel about your lover? Or your boo thing invading your space. Like, we'll do something special tonight, and I'm gonna go ahead and hit up every caller. I want to know, what is your experience? How do you feel about that? Is that a yes or a no? Or should that even be legal for your boo to go in your phone, check your messages, all up in your thing? Maybe it's press one. Let's talk. 704-701, talk to me.
Do
you think it's right?
Hell no, it ain't right, man. All right,
man.
Shoot, my girl know better. Well, when I did have one, that's why we ain't together now, because she had a thing going to my phone and shit while I was sleeping. I don't play that. Because, I mean, if you don't pay my phone, there ain't no reason for you to go on my phone checking shit that don't belong to you, you know?
Yeah. I hear that, man. That's definitely a cut.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, relationships, they be like that too, man. Like, you know, you get certain girls that's insecure and shit, you know, and you know you got a little fan base here in your little community. Everybody love you. So, of course, they're going to be, you know, nosy trying to figure out who you talking to. I mean, because I'm, honestly, me personally, like, I love to flirt. And I'm a very friendly person. But I don't, like, overstep my boundaries if I have a lady, you know. So, being on my phone line, like, I mean, even going through my phone, that's a no-no. That's definitely a no-no.
Most definitely. We thank you for coming on She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere, because we'll definitely be right back to coming to you. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, 706-289. Tell me, how do you feel about the boo going into your phone? Is that today to be legal? We'll talk to us. Yeah, hello,
910. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Okay, well, I feel like the booski should not go through my phone because you don't pay my phone bill, so you shouldn't go through my phone. Now, that's how I feel. But I can go through your phone because I feel like I can go through your phone. That's how I feel.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
This happened to me when I was in my relationship. I mean, she bought the phones, right? But I paid the bill.
But you bought
me a phone, but I paid the bill. I'm going to go through the damn phone.
Well, I got a question for you. If you could go through her phone, why she couldn't go through yours? Even though you paid a bill, you going through her phone, why she can't go through yours? If y'all don't have nothing to hide, and this is my opinion.
I never had nothing to hide, but that person had something to hide, and I went through it, and she didn't have her little, like, she got an HTC phone and got the little code. You know, you have that code in your phone or whatever.
Yeah.
And she ain't got, she, all you have to do is press unlock and go right into the messages. So I went through them, and I found out what I found out, and we ain't together to this day, so oh well.
Some people leave stuff in their phones like that because they know people going to look in their phones, and you're going to see something that you ain't going to want to see.
My question is, this is my question for you, Caesar. Don't cut me or nothing like that, right? But, okay, all right. So, the boo thing, you pay a bill, so just go to the topic we had up today. But it seemed like, you know, if you paying the bill, you wanted the pants in the relationship, right?
Well, I don't care. I'm controlling to a certain extent, and she don't do what the fuck I say.
Okay,
but
okay. Oh, no.
I mean, even though she the son and on the film, she got a soft side, so, you know, she could put that hard exterior when she around her friends or whatever, but around me, you know.
What it seemed like, you know, kind of controlling a little bit.
What?
Yeah, you tell look, I ain't kind of judging nothing like that. You know, you do what you do, you feel me? But it kind of sound like you're a little controlling as we are.
I mean,
what's that?
To a certain extent, but I'm sensitive, so you know them counts as sensitive. You know, I am kind of sensitive, so, you know, got to be kind of tough sometimes, so, yeah.
But do you think that's right?
Because it is. I feel like if I take the bill, I'm going through the motherfucker. This point blank, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you pay somebody the bill, when you go through their phone?
No.
I wouldn't.
No, you never had that kind of truth.
No, man. For real, straight up, I feel like whatever happens in the dark will come out to the light regardless. So
right.
if my boo is doing whatever she's doing in the dark, trust and believe me, she
don't
might not
out.
Tell me. She might not tell me. And I might not find out for 5 or 6 years. But you know what? It's going to come out because somebody's going to run their mouth. Straight
mm-hmm.
up. Because yeah, guess what? 9 times out of 10. 9 times out of 10, we all got that friend that our boo confided into, and they gonna hold on to it. You feel what I'm saying? That's just in all relationships. You feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know, we say y'all not together right now, right? Because of the.
I mean, we complicated. Like we together, but we date other people. But we together when we together.
But that's okay. Well, I'm not gonna judge.
It's complicated.
Look, if you have to baby. She's on radio and is happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. You know, keep pushing. Stop controlling that baby like that. She, look, stop. let the baby, she a stud, right? So let her feel like, even if she don't wear the pants, make her feel like it sometimes. Maybe, you know, I don't know. But you know. Yeah, she off the chain today. I don't think I ever heard a film like that. I guess that's a Men of Ultra film or something, you know.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's funny. I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah, that must be the Ultra film. They keep staying on the street or something. But, yeah, that's definitely Superwoman right there. Lord, y'all. Hey, studs, watch out for her. She's going to blow through your town very soon. All right? But definitely now and on, we want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. Do not leave yet because we are not finished. We'll come right back to you, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, area code 804-665. Tell me straight up right now, how do you feel about the booze, the baby mama, baby daddy, baby uncle, cousin, daddy, sister, mama, going through your phone without permission? Should it be illegal? 804-665, talk to me right now.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, this is Ladybug.
Ladybug, hi.
Hey, mama.
I haven't heard your voice in so long.
I'm mad hype.
Oh,
I had class in the morning. You like him up. But anywho, to answer your question, to be honest, I looked through the phones.
Oh, Lord.
And they looked through the phones too, but at the same time, like you said, it's done in the dark, it's gonna come to light soon. So whatever
right.
it is, I mean, if they still paying the phone, I might not even let them look at it either though, to be honest. But hey, it is what it is.
Right.
Each his own.
Oh, yeah, I'm not knocking it, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, sometimes it can be kind of wrong.
But, you know what, if you trust the person that much, you wouldn't go through that phone.
Exactly.
It's a trust issue. Mm-hmm. When I look through the phone, it's because I got a trust issue. But most of the time when I assume, it was going on. So I don't regret looking through nobody's phone because everything I assumed was right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is.
And I don't know who this other person you got up here with you, but I don't want to be rude. So, hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm Teddy. I'm quiet. You know, I just listen to people talk. I'll chime in there and then.
Okay.
I'm here, though.
Well, Baba, I love you. And I'm
I love you,
too. I just had to say that. And
girl,
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too. And I'll be even more proud when you come back. You know what I mean?
I'm proud of y'all too. Shoot, somebody be proud of me.
I'm proud of you too, bro. When we gonna meet? I'm just.
It's time for me to go today.
But yeah, I'll be up here on the 25th and the 26th.
All right, we're gonna make a date.
All right. Y'all have a great night.
Thanks for the support, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
All right. So, here you go, 919. I want to know the same question I've been asking everybody else, right? Tell me, and Teddy, how do you feel? How do you feel about the boo, the baby, all that going through the phone, unannounced, unauthorized, any word that you want to say, un? How do you feel about that 919-989?
Hello, is you there?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay to go through my phone if you ask me. But if you're not asking me, then that means that you're sneaking around, which means you're lying. And lying is never a good look. And I would personally never go through another person's phone.
Well, you are a woman.
If I feel like you're cheating, I don't need to go through your phone. My intuition just told me everything I needed to know.
Exactly. Woman's intuition is never wrong. Never.
Yes, if you're wondering if that, you know, like if you're there and you're wondering if she's cheating, do you think that she's cheating? And you weren't 5 months ago? If you're crazy, you're not allowed to ask yourself sane questions. So if you're crazy,
right,
what I'm saying doesn't apply at all. If you're off, I don't know how to deal with you. If you got the twinkle in your eye that make your eyes look extra round, I can't deal. But if you're a regular person and you want to go through my phone, I'm not a cheater. Here you go. I'm not going to want to go through your phone because I have a phone of my own. So if I want to make a call, I could just pick my shit up and be like, hello, what do I need your phone for? I mean, I've had situations where people have been snoopy. And it's not a good look. It makes the other person feel like dog duty, and I don't think it's a good look.
What?
I think the absolute garbage juice. It's like, you going to go through my stuff? Like, you going to go through my stuff, really? That's how you feel about the situation? I have had my diary read. I've had my phone gone through. I've had my pockets gone through. I've had my purse go through. I've had it all. And I don't even know. But I personally have never looked in the phone, never turned a page on the diary, never. Who you talking to? Who you on the phone with? You let me talk to him. I've never side talk conversation like, oh yeah, tell her, don't forget to tell her to come over later. I'm not listening to your conversation so hard that I know what you're talking about. Like, I've had girls and they on my lap. You know what I'm saying? They talking on the phone, I'm watching TV. They like, right, babe? I'm like, huh? Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh no, I don't think it's a good look. And I'm sorry for my outburst earlier.
Oh, you wrong. You was the one with the joke, right?
Yeah, I was the. And I joked. I cannot believe I fucking told that joke. Oh my god.
Yeah, you told that joke. Yes, you did.
That's why I refuse to say my name. Like, I don't want nobody to find me and be like, for real, bitch. You told a joke.
You told that joke. I think you was a little excited like everybody else was. That's all, you know.
I was like, hell yeah, between women, bitch. Because won't nobody going hard. Like, won't nobody letting them know that
right,
they were winners. And I was like,
right,
why not?
Y'all winners. Winners.
Yes, fucking winners. I'm like, why ain't nobody telling them about themselves? Everybody cool, calm. Oh, yes, I love between women and I watch your show. No, fuck that, bitch. Y'all winners, bitch. Do that shit, nigga, because that's what you do when people making moves. I don't know, damn. I feel like if you talking to somebody that's making moves and you can't tell them with enthusiasm that you a hater. Oops. I'm sorry.
Got
pick that up. Pick. I'm telling you, if you see a bad bitch and she's so bad that you stare extra long, you need to tell her, hey, bitch, I love your shoes. I love them. That's just how I feel, and that's what I wanted to say. I also did want to call back and apologize. That was ratchet as shit. But, yes, I wanted to call back and apologize for my earlier outburst, call you a winner again, and answer the question that you were asking. Okay.
All right.
Now, do I have to hang up and call back, or do you just hang up?
No. I'll just clear you out. Just say, definitely don't go nowhere, okay?
Hell no.
All right, yeah. We're going to come back to you. All right. Area code 254624. Talk to Casey Teddy. Tell us, is it legal for the boo to go through the phone unauthorized? Talk to us.
Hey.
Hi.
Phone is dangerous, man. That shit is lethal. That's dangerous. You shouldn't do it. Because my ex, she was sneaky, man. She was a little sneaky bitch. And one day, you know, she was in the shower. I was chilling. Her phone kept going off. So, you know, I was like, And I read the message and then, you know, I got all fucked up inside. But, yeah. I don't do it anymore. This shit's dangerous.
Yeah. If you look in the phone, you're going to find something you don't want to see. You're going to look in it and it's going to make you feel pissed off, sad, hurt, cry, all at the same time.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So, yeah. That's dangerous. You shouldn't do it. Ever. Just don't do it. But yeah, I've never had my phone gone through before.
You probably got a password on that thing, on.
No, I used to, but I got tired of it. Because she would get mad. Why you got a password for? Blah, 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 what you had. And so I took it off because she was being a little bitch.
Why you got to be all that, though?
Man, because you don't even know what she put me through. I hate her. She a bald-headed bitch in cargos. That's what I call her.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's another show, bitch, I'll do.
You had to let it all out. You had to let it out.
Yes, man. My goodness.
That's what this show is all about. We are. Go ahead and vent it out. Let us know.
Let us know.
All right. Well, I'm going to vent then because I got to get this out real quick. Okay.
Right, go ahead.
You know. I'm in college or whatever, so, like, you know, you get breaks or whatever, like Christmas and stuff, so you go home and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was home for Christmas and stuff. We was all good. Everything was all sweet, lovey-dovey bullshit. So then I had to, I did everything for her. Like, she smoked cigarettes. I really don't like that. So, like, I would buy her cigarettes, even though I didn't like it. She was on probation, so she didn't smoke weed. She smoked spice. So I would buy that super shit for her, too. Yeah, so I would buy her that super shit. I would, you know, everything for her. So, like, whenever I went back to school or whatever, back to Houston, like, I was, like, I had no more money. I was broke. I had to try to find a job again. So I needed this coat. It started with this. I needed a coat for school. So I was like, hey, you know, let me borrow $20 so I can get this coat, blah, blah, blah. I got work to do. She's like, okay. She never, ever sent this money. And, like, one day I was, like, really, really mad at her. So, like, I threw all the shit in her face and, you know, we got into it. We stopped talking. So then what happened? Like, I had called her one day. It was, like, around Valentine's Day. And I was like, hey, what you doing? She was like, nothing. I was like, oh. I was like, what you do today? She was like, I went shopping. I was like, oh, what'd you get me? Like, joking around and stuff. And she's like, nothing. I was like, so then, what'd you get yourself? She's like, nothing. So I was like, why'd you go shopping? She was like, my homegirl bought me some J's in an outfit.
Okay.
I don't know no homegirl that buys you J's in an outfit.
Whatever. It was somebody she was talking to, buying her some J's in an outfit. That's my opinion.
Exactly. So,
and this is the
I don't know. No, I don't know. I didn't ask. I was just like, I didn't even think nothing of it until later when I was thinking about the conversation. And so then, like, her phone was turned off.
on me being a dumbass, I paid her phone bill.
Oh.
And, like, I know, so stupid, stupid me. And, like, after I paid her phone bill, we ain't talked for, like, a week. Like, the whole point was me paying your phone bill so that we could talk.
Right.
But we're not talking, you, whatever. So, like, one day I had called her phone, and a girl answers. I'm thinking it's her sister because she, you know, be with her sister a lot, and it sounded like her. Come to find out, it wasn't her sister. The whole, sum this all up, basically, like, after on my birthday, like, she didn't call me or nothing, so I called her, and we got into it, and I was like, do you want to be with me no more? She's like, no. I was like, we should have said something, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, on Facebook, like, she changed her relationship status while we were dating. Like, it was, like, February something, and she changed it to in a relationship with somebody else, which was not me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was messed up. Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Don't worry about all that. There's somebody out there better for you, way better than her. Just let them come to you.
Is.
You don't go social for her.
I don't. I don't.
Just focus on school. Focus on them books. Because I come to Texas now, you focus on them books.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. Teddy coming now. Teddy says she's coming. She's coming. All right. And I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to have a good day. Yeah, the book is important, man. Your education is definitely important. It's the key to success without an education. I mean,
right.
you can get far in life without you acting your teeth.
Say,
I told my daughter that today because she graduated, well, yesterday, rather. She graduated from sixth grade. Made me so proud. I cried. Even went out of my comfort zone and wore a skirt, a little outfit and everything. Yeah,
oh,
she had on a skirt. Oh, no. The first time in 20 years, and I'm 28 now, I'll be 29 next month. I wore a skirt for my baby girl. And I told her I did this for your graduation. And you did good. You got to value this. This is going to take you far. You're going to middle school. Don't let these knucklehead boys and females, because you know they're getting younger coming out there, get into your head and tell you you cute, you beautiful, you this, you that. Stay in them books, or I will come for you.
Oof.
I'm just saying. I had a mama moment, my bad. I'm sorry, bro.
You did. I'm sorry, my mama. Stay in the books. All of the books.
No, man, you told her right. You told her right.
I had a mama moment. I'm sorry. I just, you know. I'm sorry. It's okay. It's good. Good. But, yeah. So, don't go through the phone.
Don't go through the phone no more.
I don't even care. That's your phone. This is my phone. We're not going to go through nobody's phone. Don't go through the Facebook.
Right.
Don't go through the Twitter. Just
right.
Chill.
Like my brother say, what's done in the dark will come to the light.
This is Tierra, by the way, KC.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to laugh. Ain't nobody made me laugh. Huh?
You could have told me that from the jump. That was you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just into my little story.
Yeah, she had a serious moment.
Did you make you an omelet yet?
No. Stop waiting on my omelet, you know. I'm waiting on that. with all that good stuff that you had.
Wait a minute. You was the one that was making an omelet? Yeah.
What man said? I want me see. I'm back to mama mode. Where my omelet? I'm hungry. It is not about you, Teddy. She was making me.
Why the hell not me? Heck not. I want an omelet. I'm hungry.
Well, how about you make me an omelet? I give you a corner. How about we do that?
All right. Damn it. I wore a dress today, a skirt today. I want an omelet and some Moscato. Shoot something.
Now you need some applejack for that dress.
I did it for my favorite girl. Now, it's like this. Most studs would not do, I'm just speaking, you know, opinion-wise, wouldn't do what I did for their kids. I went out of my comfort zone and put on a skirt for my baby. And I'll do it again in a heartbeat. And I put that picture on Facebook.
Oh,
Lord.
Yes, I'm ready to go look at that picture right now and tweet it. Yeah.
It's up there right now, and I got commended for doing it because everybody know I don't wear dresses, skirts, none of that. I dress, you know, how I dress. I got my own type of swag. But one day out of my life, I came out of my comfort zone for my baby.
Well, me personally, when it comes down to the dress and the skirt, you know, the extra lift up the bra and the booty pads.
Yeah,
and
you got to lift
and,
stuff up
the booty pads.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I ain't finished now. And the booty pads, you know, that in order to do what I got to do, trust and believe me, baby, I'm a businesswoman first. I'm Casey first, a businesswoman, and it's a task. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm gonna dress the part for what I want. So if I want to work in corporate America, and it's the best paying job in America, and it's something that I like to do, and the boss man says, look, I accept your sexuality, but you know, as a woman, we ask all our women to dress like this. It's not against you. It's just our policy. You know what I'm gonna do? That's what I'm gonna do. My mother always told me, just because you are lesbian, does not mean everybody got to know what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't got to go out there and parade around being the lesbian everybody else is. You be lesbian, the best lesbian out there. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what my mama always told me, like, you know what I'm saying? Be the best lesbian out there. You don't have to go around looking like, you know, a tomboy all the time. But if you want the part, you got to play it. That's real talk. You want the parts, you got to play. I love being a lesbian, babe. I love being a dominant woman. But me, I'm not a stud or nothing like that, but, you know, I'm a dominant woman. But if I got to put on what I got to put on, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I commend you for that, Teddy, because, like you said, it's not a lot of women out there that will come out of their comfort zone for their loved ones, which is very, you know, I'm not going to say it's selfish, but, you know, especially for their kids and their kids' environment. And, you know, like, kids now are so harsh. They're more harsh than they were when we were coming up. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, they don't, now it's like, ooh, your mother's gay, you know what I'm saying? That's what your child got to go through. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I definitely commend you for that, Jay. You know what I'm saying? I want to see these pictures. I'm putting these on Twitter right now, straight up. Send me the pictures, and I'm gonna attach the omelet to the picture, all right?
The omelet?
Yes.
Omelet to the picture? What?
Yes, right between that dress, boo. I'm about to flirt with the kids.
Oh, God, no. God, no. Don't do that.
Oh, God.
About to go away right now. Take that picture off. It's
got
to go.
Yes, ladies. I got a new boo. Teddy.
That's my alter ego. I got to find a name for that. Me and that shirt today, I got to find a name for that one.
We're going to call her Tina. Her name is Tina. Her name is not
That's
Teddy.
Tina.
Her name is Tina.
That's
yes.
Tina.
But definitely 254, we want to thank you for calling on She's on Radio. And definitely, you have a nice night for y'all.
All righty, y'all too.
All right.
Are you code 770-885? Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, how you doing?
Chilling, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all did had an awesome show tonight, man. So I love between women, straight up.
Thank you. You are an awesome person for calling in. Definitely.
For sure. But y'all still doing the question, right? About going through your boo phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, look, my look on it is like this, like, you know what I'm saying? Silence, that's a silent killer. So, like,
right.
If my chick want to go through my phone, I mean, I ain't going to stop. I'm exposed. I'm a letter. You know, I ain't going to have nothing from it. If I'm talking to somebody else, if I'm getting to know somebody else or if I'm whatever, you know, as far as my phone is concerned, communicating, I mean, I don't got nothing to hide because they get you in the jam, and I just don't have time for none of that. So, it's like, if you going to look through my phone, it's on you, you know, whether you pay the bill or not, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna lie, my chick, you know what I'm saying, she'll pay my bill, and if she sees some shit on like my phone, she just gonna confront me about it, you know, she gonna bring it up, like, man, look, all right, what's going on? And I'm gonna let her know, and that's gonna be the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a relationship with somebody that you don't want them going through your phone, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, you feel like you can't trust them, or they can't trust you, man, you just need to, man, cancel it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a lack of communication. If she feel like she got to go through your phone to get to know what's going on with you outside of y'all relationship, you know what I'm saying? That's the first strike right there. So it's like, man, I'll just be quiet. Like, okay, man, when it comes to my chick, I don't say nothing, you know what I'm saying? If I got the intuition, just because I'm a stud don't mean I ain't no woman. If I got the intuition that she's doing something she ain't got no business doing, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just let her dig her own grave, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm being good to her, you know, doing my part in the relationship, and you doing dirt, then okay, I see what's going on. I ain't no fool. Don't think I'm no fool. But you made yourself look like a bigger fool because you feel like you got to add to somebody that's being real with you. So in the end, when everything hits the fan, man, don't be looking stupid because you're going to already know what it is. I ain't saying nothing to you. I ain't going to confront you about it. I'm not going to put you out there. None of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to let you look in the mirror at yourself. Like, damn, I have to really roll my standards and just, you know what I'm saying, man, have what was going on. Well, really, I could have just been a woman. Like, man, this is what's going on. I'm feeling this person. Whatever. Communication, man. Point blank, period.
True. That's definitely true. We definitely thank you for supporting She's On Radio. I'm definitely glad you got to hear between women. You know, that was awesome. That was awesome. And definitely come back tomorrow, same time, same place. So.
Yes, indeed.
All right, have a good one. All right, ladies, I just want to thank each and every last one of you all for tuning in tonight. Tonight was a very, very, very awesome show. Again, I'm KC. I want to thank my co-host, Teddy, for coming on as well.
You're welcome, bro. No problem. You know, you got me Monday through Friday, all day, every day. For the rest of your life, you can't get rid of me.
All right, that's what I like to hear, loyalty. And again, they're not here for me to thank them, but I definitely want to thank the cast of Between Women. Not only the cast, we had the producer and the director. That was definitely awesome. I'm glad you guys got a chance to interact with them, got to know who they are outside of who they are. I definitely really, really, really enjoyed that.
I did too. I feel lucky.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And tomorrow night we will have lesbian hip-hop artist J.D. from Baltimore coming in. She will be here to grace you with her presence. And definitely, hit us up tomorrow, same time, 11 p.m. Check these numbers in your phone. Save them. She's On Radio. We enjoy you, ladies. www.sheson.org, the hottest site for lesbians. Yes. And y'all better look at that season finale of Between Women. Or KC's going to get you. You hear me? All right, ladies. Y'all have a nice night. I'm going to leave you with KO, Kitty Cat.
Hey, nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to get with that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off with a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat.